الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، مدير ست براذرز أند سيسترز في الإسلام، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Again, my brother, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith in Bukhari wa Muslim, تَرَخْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْمَحَجَّةِ الْبَيْضَاءِ لَيْدُهَا كَنَهَارِهَا لَا يَزِيغُ عَنْهَا إِلَّا هَالِكَ. I left you with a clear evidence. Clear evidence. Like the day and night. There is not any doubt about the day and night. It's clear for all of us. لَا يَزِيغُ عَنْهَا إِلَّا هَالِكَ. The one who denied, the one who rejected, the one he doesn't accept it, he will be in full destruction. That is the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Al-Islam is not by our mind or our desires, ya akhi. Al-Islam is the dalil and evidence which is the sunnah describing. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala described it in his book. Therefore, from time to time we need to advise each other. And we don't hold any sword to force anybody. We just say the hukma, and either you accept it or not accept it, that's for you. You accept it, you are our brother. You are not accepted, you are our brother. But we just need to advise each other for the cause of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It occurred to me when I entered the masjid and I found a brother, mashallah, he looked very good. He had a long beard almost up to his belly button. And he, everybody making wudu to wait for the jam because they lost the first jama'ah. And the brother came and everybody wait, inshallah ta'ala, to pray together. So nine brothers almost pray with the imam. Nine brothers. After I finished, after the imam finished, I came to the brother after he finished his salah, I pray by himself. I told him, well, you don't join the jama'ah. He said, no, because the imam's salah is invalid. He make a decision already that the salah of the imam is invalid. Is not accepted. I told him, why you said that Allah is the one who accepted the salah, not you. Subhanallah, you cannot make a decision for somebody accepted the salah, accepted or not. Nobody. No marat, he has in this way.
Alhamdulillah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajeem. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri, yassir li amri, wahlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، مدير ست براذرز أند سيسترز الإسلام، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Again, my brother, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says in the hadith in Bukhari wa Muslim, تركتكم على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. I left you with a clear evidence. Clear evidence. Like the day and night. There is not any doubt about the day and night. It's clear for all of us. لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. The one who denied, the one who rejected, the one he doesn't accept it, he will be in full destruction. That is the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Al-Islam is not by our mind or our desires, ya akhi. Al-Islam is the dalil and evidence which is the sunnah describing. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala described it in his book. Therefore, from time to time we need to advise each other. And we don't hold any sword to force anybody. We just say the hukma, and either you accept it or not accept it, that's for you. You accept it, you are our brother. You are not accepted, you are our brother. But we just need to advise each other for the cause of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It occurred to me when I entered the masjid and I found a brother, mashallah, he looked very good. He had a long beard almost up to his belly button. And he, everybody making wudu to wait for the jam because they lost the first jama'ah. And the brother came and everybody waited, inshallah ta'ala, to pray together. So nine brothers almost pray with the imam. Nine brothers. After I finished, after the imam finished, I came to the brother after he finished his salah, I pray by himself.
I told him, well, you don't join the Jama'ah. He said, no, because the Imam's Salah is invalid. He made a decision already that the Salah of the Imam is invalid. It's not accepted. I told him, why you said that Allah is only accepted the Salah, not you? SubhanAllah, you cannot make a decision for somebody accepted the Salah, accepted or not. Nobody. No Marat, he has in this life to make a decision that the Salah is invalid. Who accepted the Salah is Allah? SubhanAllah. Then I told him, Yaakhi, what is the why? Why? He said, because I saw the Imam wipe over the Salah. Personally, it happened to me when I visit a mosque in Astoria. And I enter there, me and the brother, we were together in the bathroom to renew our wudu. And he would, his eyes concentrate on me. Alhamdulillah, mashallah. And then after that, I wipe over my socks. And I came upstairs, and I told the people in this masjid, they know me. They know me from years, about 20 years. And they know Masjid Manhattan. And this brother also, he said, you know, I am the one who is going to lead the salah. I told him, Tafaddal ya akhi, mashallah, go ahead. But can I know why you said that? I didn't offer myself to obey the salah. But he said, you know, because your salah is invalid. Your salah, you going to pray, is denied. Astaghfirullah, I didn't pray yet. And then after that, he told him, why? He told me, because you wipe over your socks. And again, from this, I don't have to criticize anybody. All of you are my brothers, and all of you, wallahi, I have this feeling in my heart to consider myself under the feet of every one of you. Wallahi al-Azim, Allah knows about my intention all the time, that you are my brother in Islam, and I love you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is witness, we are surrounded by angels. I love every one of you. I have nothing against anyone at all. You are my brother in Islam. May Allah gather us together in the Jannah with our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In taqwa and iman, inshallah. Let me read this article for you. I got a book called, famous book in Islamic history. You go everywhere, call it Fiqh al-Sunnah. Fiqh of al-Sunnah. This book, especially known among the scholars, is described the four school. The Imam doesn't incline, because you may find that Mr. Sheikh Mustafa give us a book for Shafi'i or Maliki or Hanifi. My school all the time, all of the Imam is our Imam when they give me the Dalil and evidence. That's our school all the time. Now, let me read it for you, inshallah. Al-Masfa al-Khufayn, Sheikh Abdullah is here, who speaks the Arabic, from Limbar's brother here, Sheikh Sa'ad. They speak the Arabic. I'm going to read it by Arabic, and we translate it, inshallah, fast as much as we could, because that's what we need to find the dalil, inshallah, ta'ala, to clear this idea. And the idea I give it to you to have this evidence. And inshallah, it will be, inshallah, in our website to have this dalil and evidence, inshallah, for all our community, because we're all the brothers, inshallah. Now, dalil mashru'iyyati, the evidence and the legality of mas' ala al-khuffayn. Why over the khuf? We talking first about khuf. Khuf in Islam known that it's sometimes you find the brother enter the masjid with the leather. And the condition for this khuf must cover the two ankles, the two bones in your feet. This is had to be covered by the khuf. So it's legal actually, and all the Imam approve it. Sabat al-mas'a al-khuffayn is sunnah sahiha. It's proved in the authentic sunnah. That wipe over the khuf in the right sunnah. الثابتة عن رسول الله is proof from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال الإمام النووي رحمه الله, the one who narrated the 40 حديث, حديث قرطي, أجمع من يعتد به في الإجماع, the gathering, the whole علماء agreed upon that it is yes, authentic and it's right. على جواز, جواز it means to permit to wipe over the two khuf. The safar wal hadar, as a resident, as a traveler. As a resident, as a traveler. سواء كان لحاجة أو لغيرها, either you are actually for need or something else. That means it's for all, for everywhere, every time, every place. حتى المرأة, even the woman, she has right to do that. And even in the time, وما أنكره إلا الشيعة, the only people, the only people refuse to wipe over the socks, over the khuf, are the Shia. Yalla guide them. والخوارج ده خوارج هم بعد علي رضي الله عنه وارضاه ديكلير وور اجينست ذيم اند كيل ذا لوت اوف ذيم بيكوز ذي ريجكتنج ذا بوك اوف اوسا ده شرك من العقيده. وقال الحافظ في ابن حجر في الفتح ذا جريت امام ان ذا هيستوري كولد ابن حجر ان بوك وين ديسكرايب الامام البخاري حديث كولد الفتح and then وقد صرح جمع الحفاظ all the reciter who narrate the hadith from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم انه مراي the hadith from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم بأن المسح على الخفين متواتر. We have the hadith called witr, متواتر mean it was from one sahaba to another sahabi. You carry it from the sahaba individual from individual individual, that's the most authentic. وجمع بعضهم رواتي فجاوزه الثمانين. إيدي companions approve it. إيدي companions include the ten whom they have a glad tidings from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to enter the Jannah. The ten of the Sahara. Let we go fast. وأقوى الأحاديث حجة المسح and the most authentic hadith in the مسح in wiping ما رواه الإمام أحمد والشيكات الأحمد والبخاري ومسلم وأبو داود والترمذي عن همام النخعي a great صحابي اسمه همام النخعي رضي الله عنه قال بال جرير بن عبد الله. جرير بن عبد الله one of the great companions in Islam. He narrates right and then after that were having ثم توضى and then he renewed his wudu. Then he ومسح على خفيه. Then he wiped over the kuf. فقيل بأطئ him, what you doing يا أبا جرير? What you doing? وقد بلت. And we saw you as that you urinated. And then after that you go direct and you clean yourself and you clean yourself and so forth. He renewed his wudu. And then when he renewed his wudu, they saw him, he wiped over his kuf. He wiped over his kuf. And then after that, قال, he said, رأيت رسول الله بال ثم توضى. I saw the messenger of Allah, the eyewitness. And that was called hadith المتواتر. The authentic hadith, he said, I saw the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he urinated, and then he made wudu, and he wiped over the kuf. And this has become the greatest evidence for all scholars and the Muslim ummah, that the wipe over the kuf is condition and it is authentic from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Why? Because Jarir, he became Muslim after Surah Al-Ma'idah. You know Surah Al-Ma'idah, the most rule came from Surah Al-Ma'idah. And قال صلى الله عليه وسلم المائدة آخر ما نزل من القرآن. المائدة سورة المائدة the last revelation in the Quran. فأحلوا حلالها وحرموا حرامها. What Allah make it halal, make it as a halal. What Allah make it haram in Surah Al-Ma'idah, make it haram. And that's why the ulama, they took the best evidence from Jarir, Hadith Jarir, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, after he urinated صلى الله عليه وسلم, he made wudu and he wiped over the kuf. That's for the kuf which he called it the nether. And this is you cover the two bones in your sort of 2 feet, you have right to wipe over this hoop inshallah. Now, mashru'iyyat al-mash' ala al-jawarbayn, that's what we need now today to describe it. The legality to wipe over the socks. That is our confusion. Now let me finish inshallah. To wipe over the socks. Here is the dalil. Concentrate with me because it's very important because some of us are rejected. Now, يجوز المسح على الجوربين. It's permitted to accept that to wipe over the socks. To wipe over the socks is not a word like this. If you find any book, any scholar, or any imam write something and he says, you know, it's permitted to do that, and he keeps silent, you never take it from him unless he gives you the evidence. Unless he gives you the deal from the book of Allah, Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let me go. قال أبو داود the great عالم in Islam, the one who narrates the hadith, a lot of hadith from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the book of صحيح of أبو داود. مسح على الجوربين those, he give a list now, those they wipe over the socks. They wipe over the socks. Listen for this name.
علي بن ابي طالب رضي الله عنه وارضاه، حضرة عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه وارضاه، البراء بن عازب، انس بن مالك، ابو امامة، سهل بن سعد، عمرو بن قريش، عمر بن الخطاب، عبد الله بن عباس، عمار، بلال، عبد الله بن ابي اوفى، عبد الله بن عمر. وفي تهذيب السنن لابن القيم عن ابن المنذر ان احمد الامام احمد نص على جواز المسح على الجوربين. الامام احمد كان يقول it is the condition to wide over your thigh. امام احمد في الفتوى رحمه الله، وهذا من انصافه وعدله. He was just and fair to say that because the list which he had from the companion they practiced and they wide over the thigh. ان شاء الله تعالى رضي الله عنهم اجمعين. يا الله في بليز دو اول اوف ذيم ان شاء الله تعالى. طيب ان وصريح القياس ان تو نيد ذيس ميجرمنت بيكوز ذا بروفيت صلى الله عليه وسلم هي وايب اوفر ذا كوف اند بيبل دازنت نو ذات ذا بروفيت ان سيلف هي وايب اوفر ذا كوف. اي جيف يو ايفيدنس بيكوز ذا علماء فيرست بيفور وي ديسكاس ذيس حديث ذا علماء they make this قياس the fox is equal to the hoof. Fox is equal to the hoof. Same thing. This is made from leather. This is made from cotton or material. So they took it the same condition. Same condition. Now. And then those ulama permitted and accepted and authorized Sufyan al-Thawri wa ibn al-Mubarak wa Ata' wa al-Hasan al-Basri wa Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib المسير. وقال ابو يوسف يروز ابو يوسف تلميذ ابو حنيفة رحمه الله the great student for the imam الامام العالم ابو حنيفة رحمه الله ابو يوسف ومحمد the same from the school of ابو حنيفة رحمه الله محمد يجوز المسح عليهما it's permitted to wipe over the fox the student of Abu Hanifa رحمه الله he said it is permitted to wipe over the fox. فإذا كانت سفينتين but they say the condition is that you have the fox thick doesn't show the skin of your feet doesn't show it at all. وكان أبو حنيفة عند إمام أبو حنيفة رحمه الله لا يجوز المسح على الجوربين. And Abu Hanifa رحمه الله most to all his life he did not permit to wipe over the thick socks. Thick socks until ثم رجع إلى الجواز and he came back to permit it 3 days or 7 days before he backed away رحمه الله. الإمام أبو حنيفة رحمه الله he refused it and he did not refuse it, he did not permit his follower, his students to wipe over the fats on his life until 3 days or 7 days before he died رحمه الله. And what did he say Abu Hanifa رحمه الله he say and he say قال لعواده he said to his student and his follower فعلت ما كنت أنهي عنه I did or against what I used to forbid or deny. I give you permission today to do it and I told you before not to do it. Now today I'm telling you to actually to wipe over the fats and he made a condition rahimahullah. He said it actually has to be thick to doesn't show your skin. وعن المغيرة and here is the evidence from the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم المغيرة بن شعبة رضي الله عنه وارضاه and the evidence here in الإمام البخاري رحمه الله he said المغيرة أما رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم توضأ the prophet he made وضوء صلى الله عليه وسلم ومسح على الجوربين والنعلين and he wiped over the نعلين النعلين is not the cuff نعلين that mean your shoe. A lot of people also they confused. Can we wipe over the shoe? Yes, you have right, my brother. You are in wudu and you wear your shoe. while you have a valid wudu, and you go to the party in the Eid, you go somewhere in the park in the weekend with your children or your family to make barbecue in the park, and you have a valid wudu over the socks or over the shoe, you have right, you don't have to take it off. You could wipe over your shoe, or you could wipe over your socks, or you could wipe over your coat. And who said that? Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم in the Bukhari Sharif عن المغيرة ابن شعبة authorized from المغيرة ابن شعبة the great companion that he said I saw the messenger of Allah he wipe over the shoe he wipe over what? The socks over what? The socks that's what he said who narrated this hadith? البخاري رحمه الله الإمام أحمد والطحاوي وابن ماجه والترمذي and they say the Tirmidhi says حديث حسن صحيح this is good حديث والحمد لله رب العالمين and then can we wipe over the splint sometimes you get injured and you put a splint can I just leave me a second inshallah I will answer you inshallah can we wipe over the splint الجبيرة قول الجبيرة somebody has a broken leg No, I said you have right, the messenger of Allah made wipe, I'm going to give you the evidence now, made wipe over the shoe, wipe over the shoe, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Now? No, you're praying with the shoe, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he pray with the shoe, my brother. And we give you the hadith of before, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet, why in Bukhari also? The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Abi Hurairah, radiallahu anhu wa arda, the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to lead the prayer. And while he's praying, what did he do? He took his shoe off, not the off, not the fast. He prayed with the shoe. And then after that, when he took the shoe off, all the companions behind him, they took the shoe off. And then after he finished the Salah, the companions asked the Prophet, the Prophet asked the companions, قَالَ مَا حَمَلَكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَن تَخْلَعُوا نِعَالَكُمْ What's commanding you, what is forcing you to take your shoes off? قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَقَدْ فَعَلْنَا ذَلِكَ بِفِعْلِكَ O Messenger of Allah, we did that because of your action. You did that. So we took our shoes as you take our shoes. قَالَ إِنَّمَا ذلك جبريل جبريل came to me قال يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم جبريل said oh محمد اخلع نعليك فإن في نعليك قبرا oh محمد take your shoes off because your shoes has what نجاسة in purification very tough you have right and the condition my brother in order to wipe over the shoe or socks or any cup has to be clean. The Prophet when Jibreel informed him that he has a very tough from the bottom, he took it off in order to make the salah because you are not allowed. And he continued in the hadith. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, what did he do? He took it off and he said a beautiful hadith after that. قال إذا وجد أحدكم في نعله قبرا فليطرقه. If you find a very tough remain on the bottom of your shoes, take off and rub it. And what did you do? Wear it again and they bring with it. Even if there is the mark. Who said that? Al-Bukhari. Who said that? Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani. Who said that? Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah wa Ibn Taymiyyah, the great scholar of Islam. You have right that the condition you must make sure your shoes are clean, dry, doesn't contain any dirt from the bottom. So you have right to wipe over the socks, but the condition is you must wear the socks or the shoe or the coat with valid what? Valid wudu. With valid wudu. That's the condition. Inshallah ta'ala. Now, so you have right to wipe over the splint. Somebody has like injured or broken legs and they put like something around his
It's this part which we wear now, that it shows up very skin.
That again, remember, that is the condition of Abu Hanifa رحمه الله. But the other ulama, they don't mention at all the pick or not pick. Yes, but the tusks, again, we told you the Prophet, he did the wife over the tusks.
What kind of
tusks? The tusks which he made is the material,
yeah. That now the tusks were made out of leather all the time.
The cotton or any kind of material, it's possible.
Not any kind of material.
Inshallah,
yeah.
Wallahi, Abhi, that's what I have. You review, inshallah ta'ala. And Bukhari wa Ibn Hajar, he go for inshallah ta'ala.
Convinced.
Same fact, the fact meaning not made from anything else besides the liver. Any kind of fact, it could be besides the liver. Anything besides the liver, it will take the Zal Shawra in the Arabic language meaning.
How much in the
Arabic in the top? In the top, inshallah ta'ala. In the top, you take the string with hand. You go over from the top. One. And after that, by the left hand also, you make the left one over the top, inshallah. And this is perfect. Because you need it. I need it. We are in the office. We are in the office. People sometimes they became extremists without any knowledge and they took the top off and they wash their feet on the sink in the office area. Brother Salam. Yes, sir. Jazakallah khair, ya. Barakallah fi. Jazakallah khair. Barakallah fi. That's not good, inshallah. Many people got fired from the city because of that. Yes. Because they know the Muslim, they know that. Jazakallah khair, inshallah ta'ala. I will end with this, inshallah ta'ala. But anyway, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approved it. And even here, the ulama said, even if you have a hole, sometimes the fat has hole.
Yes.
Actually, if this is yes, yes, because originally this is the fat. Even if it has hole, you have right. Sheikh Abdul Aziz ibn Baz, rahimahullah, the Mufti of Saudi Arabia. Sheikh ibn Uthaymeen, the great alim in history of our generation, he said, even if your fat has a hole, you have right to wipe over it because it is the holy fat. But doesn't matter if you have hole and it's proof from the companion that they used to pray and wipe over the pots and even their pots is ripped off and they have like holes in the hole. That's what Allah tabaraka ta'ala alam. Because the brother asked you for it, inshallah. Go ahead.
It's
okay. Is there a finger
after one person has it?
That's the normally. Yes. It's in gas. There's no stinja after the gas. Only stinja if anything comes from as-sabilayn. What as-sabilayn is? It means the front aura and the back aura. Urine and stool. If anything or some people that start sometimes they have, like Brother Salam, they have right gas. And some people they have like what? Wet gas. If you feel this gas which came out from you wet, meaning your clothes became unviewed, you must make a stinger. If you find yourself, you are the monitor for that. You know what you what kind of gas you have. If the gas will be dry, you don't need it at all to make a stinger or clean yourself at all. Because the Prophet says, قَالَ هَلَكَ الْمُتَنَطِعُونِ The Prophet, when they ask him, Ya Rasulullah, I have gas. Can I make a stinger to clean myself? He says, no. He says, some people, they do that. They said, the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, هَلَكَ الْمُتَنَطِعُونِ Those who are extremists and do everything by their own opinion or knowledge, they are in full destruction because Islam is not to be extremist. Jazakallah khair, inshallah. Next, inshallah, Dr. Muhammad.
Yeah, so I understand
you also, sir, you said, yes, you must before you wipe over the pot, over the hook, over the shoe, you must have a valid wudu and you wear the pot. You wear the khuf, you wear the shoe with valid wudu. If, for example, something happened to me and I met my wife while I have the shoe or the khuf, the hook is, and the fast is not going to be valid. You must take a rope and go and take a shower and renew your wudu and wear the socks with the valid socks with the valid wudu or the shoes. And then what is the violation for the hook? What is the violation for the fast? If you meet something, you make it impure because of meeting with the wife. If, so for example, actually the time is over because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said he's good for the reason. للمسافر ثلاثة أيام وللمقيم يوم بليلة. For the reference, he put wipe over the top or cup or wipe over the shoe for a day and night. Mean five salah, you could make it inshallah. For the traveler, 3 days. You don't have to take it off. If you are impure and you don't have nothing, no money, no sperm came from you, and in order to violate the fast or violate whatever you wear, the shoe, whatever it is, and then after that it will be a great idea, inshallah ta'ala, to wipe over the dust or the coat or the shoe for 3 days for the traveler and the resident for 1 week. Meaning I came from my office and I lost my wudu between the coat before I wear the coat and the fast, and I came here. You don't need to take your shoe or even you don't need to take your socks out in order to wash your hands, because some people have said, you know, if the water is available, you must take the socks out. No, the condition, the forces to wipe better than you have the water. Why? Because the Prophet is deserving. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, إن الله يحب أن تؤخذ رقته. Allah loves those who take the service. If he, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ, Allah, he loves those who take the permit. Permit. So subhanAllah, take the permit. And don't be extremist. I'm taking the fast because the water is available. No. The condition is to wipe even the water if it's there. That is the condition, that is the Islam. As that is color table described in all the books of the dunya, alhamdulillah. Did I finish your story? In order to follow.
If the wudu is valid, you have completed the fast. If the fast is
valid, you have completed the fast. Let me explain to you. What happened is, the Prophet is saying for the reference 5 salah. For example, I need the wudu in dhuhr. I need the wudu in dhuhr. I wash my feet. Then I wear my socks. And then after that, I keep my wudu until half. Then I don't need to go and wipe or renew my wudu because I still have valid wudu from the hook. And I wear the fast already. So now, I came to the Maghrib. I look to my wudu between the Asr and Maghrib. And then the Maghrib, when I look to my wudu and I still have wearing my fast or my hook, the Maghrib will be Salah number 1. No. No, it's a 2 or 1. Huh? I'm just confusing. 2 or 1. It's counted not 2. The first wife you're going to make it. So the Maghrib will be number 1. I keep my Salah and my wudu from Maghrib to Isha, and I pray the Isha without wiping. So I wipe it from, I made it in the book, washing my feet. I eat an wudu to the Asr. Then I look to my wudu between Asr and Maghrib. And then after that I wipe over the fast or the cup in Maghrib in number 1. I eat my wudu until Isha. And then I sleep with the fast. And I wake up for Fajr because after you sleeping you look to your wudu. The Fajr will be for Salah number 2, number 1. 2. And remember I said 2. 5 salah is not in order to count how many times you wipe in your shop. That's the condition. So you could take more than a day. A month. You understand? So this is what Rahimahullah, when we consult with the great Sheikh Islam, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, and he has a beautiful statement about that, because I used to confuse also about that, but when I researched it at least, he submitted excellent. I have to bring out whatever needs.
يوم وليلة كنبيلات يقول ان شاء الله تعريف الكاونتر from the ظهر to ظهر second day maybe it's gonna be like 5 days or one day or night ان شاء الله. But I have to print out for all those who need to review ان شاء الله تعالى. فأرسى الله سبحانه وتعالى في كل شغل قبل. اللهم انا ما حقنا ضد الاتباع وانا الباطل باطل من رجوكنا اجتنابا. اللهم تعلمنا ما علمت من كثير من خلقك. اجعلنا من الراشدين. اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون احسنه. اللهم اجعلنا متحابين بجلالك مجتمعين على كلامك. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله جزاكم الله خير كل اثنين. سبحان الله وحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك. السيد عبد الغفور مثلي ان شاء الله.